podcast has changed my life.
Matt, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
I think I told you maybe on this podcast that I listened to Sarah Marie on a Mamma Mia podcast. And then
who's
the Big Brother contestant, and they were talking about like your, if you do one of these reality shows, your window after the reality show to capitalize basically and like get the sponsorships and become an influencer and try and make some cash. And they spoke about like having 6 months basically. I wonder how long the
6 months.
Yeah. I mean, because
unless you're a talent.
Well, look, if you catch on, I think some people can kind of go beyond that, but your average person on The Bachelor or something, like, people have forgotten after 6 months. And there's another Bachelor, like, within a year. So you only have so much time.
I think you just have to be loud.
Mm.
You have to just make noise. Like that Abby Chatfield has then gone and done a bunch of other reality shows.
Totally.
I don't know what she does.
She's charming, though. I think charming. I think she has it more than the others.
But she's like a feminist icon now.
Is she a feminist icon?
Yeah, she's like, I think she does a lot of stuff on Instagram and people are like, yes, queen, you know.
Totally. Well, I mean,
and
she was
shamed.
Helped,
so she's got a brand.
She's sex positive because she was shamed for being too sexual. So I suppose
she was kind funny.
Of represents that.
Yeah, because I remember she said on the show, on The Bachelor, she was like, I'm really horny. I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
And then everyone got so upset.
Everyone's like, that's disgusting.
But you would be because she was like making out with him like in a bikini and he was had no shirt. Like they were just rolling around on the sand.
Yeah.
Like, of course you'd be horny.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a very sexual image. I don't know why people would be angry about it. I suppose I would be angry if I was her because I feel like, look, I don't know how much, I don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but I assume for those dates on The Bachelor, particularly when it's like one-on-one, they get one of the girls and they put them with The Bachelor. They put them in a fucking hot air balloon or whatever, put them in a spa and in some beautiful landscape next to a mountain. They've got a million cameras in their face. Surely there's producers coaching them on kind of, you know, lean in, have a bit of a kiss, have a bit of a snuggle, have a bit of a hug. We're kind of going to get a long shot of you. So you
kiss
can
again. Do kiss the kiss again.
Exactly. So they've got them lying. Like, did that organically happen? They were lying on the beach where the waves were kind of just tickling their feet or something. That, I've never had that.
That's a porn shoot.
It's very evocative. I don't know if
it was great TV. We're still talking about it.
Totally. But like then, if from her perspective, you've been told by producers, lie down there, kiss, and like we're going to shoot you for fucking 20 minutes. There, it was probably a bit awkward. She probably wasn't into it to begin with, but like gets into it. And then they might have even told them like, oh, we're not going to record any sound. Like we just need this as a
thing. Yeah.
And she's like, just says, oh, I'm a bit horny now.
I'm horny.
And
I wanna
everyone's
fuck
like, that's
you.
On fucking front page news. It's like, I got told to do that.
She
I wasn't
was
even
like the villain or the sex crazy one. I think that was her role that the producers decided.
Sex crazy.
You're going to be the sex crazy one. But it worked for her. No one remembers anyone else that was on that
totally.
Series.
She's
so she's one laughing all the way. She's doing vibrator ads on her Instagram. She's making the big bucks.
Totally. Totally. But still, I mean, yeah, I suppose that is an argument for any attention is good attention off the back of that stuff. But then what would swimmers have to do? Because
well,
I reckon they only have 6 months too. They've got, so they've got oats.
I mean,
so like,
that's the classic here. Milk.
Uncle Toby's and Kellogg's and Sanitarium, because they do Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Those are three companies. And then we've got milk company. What do you think? Dairy farmers or something?
Or like, I reckon you could go like a So Good type or like oat milks pushing through. Anything with kind of like health benefits.
Okay, yeah, true. So any like health bar. Now with like gym culture is kind of
or you could
to the
do
fore.
Like vitamins.
Mm.
Quite often you see like a runner. Who did I see the other day doing men's vitamins?
Mm.
Rob DiCostello. Is that his name?
I don't know who that is.
Rob DiCostello. I think the former marathon runner.
Right.
Like occasionally Monoghetti will pop up. You haven't seen him for
Monoghetti.
A decade.
I think that's
he
tier.
Pops up being like, I'm still running
that's
and I'm taking.
Tier, though. So like, I feel like there's tiers now of your advertising. Weet-Bix is like up there for me. I feel like Uncle Toby's like muesli bars are pretty. I think Thorpey did a bunch of those. Probably legitimized those. We've got our top tier. Yeah, I think for ages, a lot of these athletes would be able to get like 10 grand, 20 grand off like fucking Newcastle secondhand cars shop or something, being one of those. But they're going for top tier.
Well, that would be big contracts. The other thing that would help them, because it's about staying relevant, if you're on these big commercials, then they can hit the public speaking tour.
Okay, so you think then
it's
they
just
go,
all about being in the public eye. I don't really
need
think
the commercials
matters.
To get to the
public
speaking.
Yeah, because people still remember you when you're being flashed every morning on the like the ads. That's it's, why it's all this like.
I was concerned for Emma McKeown. Emma McKeown? Is that her name?
I think so. Yeah, I think
this
so.
This is the trouble.
Emma McKeown. I just see it on the news updates.
Me too. And she fucking won more medals than Thorfey.
Yeah.
Now,
but maybe she is, because to me she's not as big as those names.
No, she's not as famous yet.
Liesl Jones to me is much bigger.
Totally. It's partly maybe generational, but I think partly maybe the interest in the Olympics has waned. But then also I think there was someone else called McKeown in the team.
Rob? No.
No. There was another woman with McKeown or like a similar last name. And like her last name is a bit, she needs a stage name, is my point. She needed a swimming
I wouldn't
pool
even
name.
Be able to point out what she looks like, to
I
be
could.
Honest.
But she...
So she's our most successful Olympian
I
ever
I think it
now.
Is tough for these particularly female athletes because they have the cap on. Not athletes, swimmers. They've got the cap. So their face, like their hair is a big part of a woman's look and you can't see the hair. So then they get out there in the Uncle Toby's. It's like, who's
dude,
that?
You are right. Cap. That's why they do the yellow cap. They take, a lot of the time they take the cap off. One of them is doing
it. In the pool? Like, pay
they
me.
Should take it off.
A second. I love me usually. Please.
One of them puts on her specs. I'm not sure which one. And I love that.
Puts
it's
on
like
her glasses
brandy.
In the pool.
No. When she gets there for the press conference after.
Okay.
The quick chat. She puts her glasses on. She's got a whole look.
Yeah. I mean, that's what some of the... I think there was more coloured hair at the Olympics this year. There were quite a few like runners with kind of weird hair. I think that's often an attempt people make to kind of stand out from the crowd a little bit. I always think Rodman kind of started that trend.
Yeah. It would be. It's just there's so many athletes. It's just so hard to get through. But it's also like it's over now.
Mm.
God, it's gone away quick.
It's
and it came
so quick.
I didn't even realize it started then it's left just as quick.
Exactly. I think you need a catchphrase. I think if you were like Emma McKeown, I mean, one of them swore in the, and that was news for a few days.
The swearing.
When they were interviewed after one of the
it's races always
in the
great
pool.
One. You just go, fuck, oops.
Exactly. She,
oops.
She exactly did that. She's like, oh, I'm so fucking excited. Oh, can I say that? And then that goes a bit viral. It's like, okay, that's good. Keep doing that. But I think, yeah, you need a...
Did you see one of the girls, her dad is like a newsreader in WA or something?
Okay.
Maybe Tasmania.
Mm.
I think works for like Channel 7 or something.
Mm.
And so they would cut to the parents to like interview the parents. And you want to see the parents being like, oh, God, she's just worked so hard. And we're so proud of our little girl. You want them to be like nervous.
Yes.
And this guy's like, thanks, Hamish. She's been working. And of course, like so charismatic, speaking in like media ways. Like he's just like, and of course, we've got the men's coming up and we're a lot of support coming up. They've
he's
been training very
other
hard,
shows.
Talking to their coach. And of course, the training staff, everyone at the AIS, we're very proud and it's been great to be like the wife next to him not getting a word in at all. He like starts interviewing the wife.
This is his pitch.
Yeah.
He wants another contract.
Dude, because that's what I thought. I was like, he wants to get national channel set.
Yeah,
he's like out in the regions. He wants to be on the like the national news.
Big time.
This is the best stage of all. He's capitalizing. He needs her to win gold.
He's going down.
Career.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, absolutely. Very proud of all the team around her and my voice. Is this working?
It would have been. It was making me uncomfortable. I was watching it and I was like, no. Because the only real reason I like the Olympics, I think on the last podcast, I think it's all a sham.
Mm.
It's just like a corrupt organisation not compensating.
Everything's a fucking sham.
Yeah, but they're not compensating athletes. At least the NBA pays their athletes
totally.
So fucking much.
Fair.
You know what I mean? NFL does.
Fair.
The AFL, NRL. All these people are still getting paid.
Yep.
It's like, so I wouldn't hate it if it just disappeared. But...
Mm.
The one thing I like is like these family stories. It's the only time I'm happy to be in Australia. Watching Peter Bowl run.
Yeah.
Love that. And then they cut to his like 50 or 70 family just cramped into a room in Perth.
Yep.
Everyone's so happy. Unreal.
So you like watching the happy family?
That's all I want. I don't want a media presenter.
Okay. Because he's not happy enough. Well, he's not expressing his emotion.
He's been taught not to express his emotion.
Totally. And I mean, you see that sometimes with the less... experienced athletes as well, I think, because the more experienced athletes, the more famous athletes are all media trained. So when they get out of the pool, they get done with the tennis, they're all like, thank you so much to my coach. This is a team effort. This wasn't just me. I left it all out there. Give it up for my competitor. She fought really hard today. So, you know, it could have gone either way, but I'm very thankful that it went to me. And thank you all for having me. Thanks to the fans. I love you guys. Cheers.
Tokyo, you're the best.
It's like, we've heard it all before.
Yeah.
Some of the like less experienced athletes, it goes to them and they genuinely are like, fucking hell, I can't believe I ran so fucking fast, faster than I ever have in my goddamn life.
That's what they should be doing the whole time.
I mean,
they should be like, did you see how quick I went? Never done that before.
I think I might be a bloody legend. I think I could be a fucking bloody legend. Did you see Sally Pearson? I think maybe two Olympics ago.
Was she the hurdler?
She was a hurdler. And I think she, in the heat, wasn't media trained. She was a bit of a no name and did really well, overperformed, was interviewed, was kind of like I'd just said, like really excited, like, ah, fuck, swore a few times, like genuine. She wasn't like deliberately swearing to try and be famous.
It was just coming out.
It was genuine. But then when she did the final, I don't think she won, but I think she did relatively well. And then she came over and she'd been media trained, I feel like. And she was like, yeah, thanks to the team. And it's like, fuck, it's they boring. Got to her. You know what I mean? In that week,
yeah,
they probably had her locked up. No training for
but
the
what?
Running.
They should,
for the interviews.
They should know. They should have a Kellogg's rep there being like, this is what they want. Yeah. This is like, who wants the media training?
Mm.
Like, it will get you more money in the end if you're a bit more excitable.
Totally.
And just like a bit crazier.
That's the thing. I think at the end of the day, athletes are boring, probably. And they're not good at being like acting like that, because if you tried to tell the athletes this would be the best way to coach them, you've got to look authentically very happy. We want a few mistakes. We want you to thank your mum because we need to cross to your mum. We want you to thank your coach because your coach has done a lot for you.
Yeah.
But we also want you to blunder a few times and kind of like
because
and be cute. And,
yeah.
But if that was all in your head, it would come out crazy, I think, if you were acting
because
that way.
Well, at their core, no one wants athletes. The reason they're athletes is because they're not like, I'm not smart, but just not, like, no, if they were super smart, they might do. They've got genetic gifts, right?
They're good at the sport.
There's like a few. Look, if you have the kind of slightest bit of charismatic charm.
Yes,
you
as
can,
an athlete.
You can go. So look at that guy who's the ABC Sports newsreader now, and like he's on.
Tony
asked everyone, like, played for the Swans, played for like three AFL clubs. My God, he is a hot commodity because he's like this charming, sexy guy.
Yeah.
But and he's got the sports background.
I don't know if he's a great example because he's quite charming. But my observation, another one about the Olympics, is that I think a lot of the athletes, when they were being described by the commentators, had parents who'd also competed in the Olympics in that sport or in a related sport.
Yeah.
Or their dad was the coach or their mum had won a silver in the 70s. And you see this a lot in the NBA as well. And it makes sense because it's like genetic, right? Like if someone's really good at swimming and they have a kid, it's partly genetic, but also it's like you're going to fucking, if you won gold at the Olympics in the fucking 70s, you're going to enroll your kid in swimming lessons.
Totally.
So that's a no-brainer. But I feel like the Olympics and these sports being professionalized and stuff, it's kind of creating new races of, like, after a few more generations, there's going to be, every swimmer will have had swimmer parents.
Almost. Well, we can only hope. Let's see how fast they can go. Do you know what I mean? Look, that's the only way we're going to break records, if we get the genetic best to breed and then get their kids into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Chain them up, Andre Agassi style. Build them in like a fucking pool in their backyard. Yeah. Make them swim 1,000 laps if they want to go to school.
But this is the thing. Back in Andre Agassi's day, he had psycho parents who made it, like the Williams sisters. Psycho
parents
that made them do it. Tiger Woods.
Lena Dockey. I mean, she was pretty bad. That's why he was so angry. Everyone's like, he was a psycho, but it's like, if he played better, he wouldn't have been that angry.
She was world number fucking 42.
Yeah, not good enough. Remember, he fucking built a tennis court. He took you out of school. He banned you from seeing your friends. And you're still not
winning. It's like embarrassing for him and for you. Like, come on. He wants the best for you. This is crazy. You've sacrificed everything.
He looks like a terrible parent.
Yeah, you're only 19. You've got the world ahead of you. Yeah, now she's commentating. She was great as well.
Was she commentating?
She was during Wimbledon. Yeah, she was on there.
Oh.
But I think it is strange that we're creating these races of people. And I think that first generation, I suppose in my mind, and this might not be true, the 90s, I suppose, your Andre Agassi's, your Williams sisters, your Tiger Woods' parents, that's like the first generation of the crazy parent. Now these sports are established enough where people out there in the world are being like, that fucking makes you money. If I just get my kid and I make them fucking hit a ball every day, they're maybe going to be the best in the world and I'm going to be a fucking millionaire.
Do you think parents think that? They're like, maybe in the back of their mind.
Front of the mind.
Dude, not many people know this, but my dad was actually a legend of 3-on-3 basketball.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he was one of the, and that's why I got into 3-on-3 basketball.
What are you talking about?
He won a medal at the 1964 Olympics in 3-on-3 basketball.
Are you joking?
Yeah, of course. It just came in this year.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
It's a new sport.
I thought maybe some of them come back. Some of them go away and they come back.
Do they go away? Because I was like, we need to cut watching the athletics. I was like, Cole shot put, Cole javelin.
No,
Cole
discus. That's fucking from ancient Greece. You can't Cole. That would be so sad.
Just throwing a fucking rock. Yeah. Geez, times were good back then. Who? Hey, can you throw the rock the furthest? You win a gold medal.
I mean, it's still... I like those kind of base ones. But my point is, I think that's the fucking generation that first figured out, oi, it's kind of like those pageant kids and their parents. Crazy parents, make them do it, try and get them famous. That succeeded. Now some of those people who had crazy parents that wanted success, and then they got success and they were some of the most successful athletes, they have children and then treat their children in a similar way.
Really?
Probably less, I mean, I don't know, but like no one can see behind the scenes, but probably some of that trickles down, you know what I mean? They're going to
treat
their kids pretty intensely. They're a high achiever. They expect their children to be high achievers as well. They have a fucking court out the back of their house. If you're like a tennis superstar, if you're a basketball superstar, you've got a court at your fucking house and your kid is playing. And if they're going to play, they're going to be fucking good. Are you kidding? These are some of the most competitive people in the world. So their kids, it's like a new generation of like, their kids are even fucking better. And that's where we are now. Kids are going to be even fucking more insane.
But that's kind of like, I don't hate that. Because like, you know, it used to be like the king's son just became the next king. And everyone was happy with that for so... Why can't it just be that for basketball? Or for the shot put, or for the high jump. Just be like, oh, yeah, if you want to get its bloodline. I reckon it's, like, absolute fair game. People have decided, like, the public have decided they don't want people to dope. Lance Armstrong, what was that American runner's name? Yeah. But, like, this is a form of way that we can push the human body to see how fast.
I think it should be illegal in the same way as doping. And I think even if you're an athlete of a particular profession, like if you're a basketballer, you're a swimmer, and you have sex and procreate with someone of a similar skill set, there should be an investigation from the Olympic board or whatever the relevant sport board is.
Excuse me.
That's okay. And you have to prove you're in love.
Oh.
Because if you're having sex simply to create some wonderkind
So you make more money back. So you're still even into retirement getting the kickbacks from the cereal companies.
You're not allowed to compete. You've got to prove that you're in love.
But the Olympics are probably going to start kind of like taking a kickback from... Like if you bred someone during the Olympics, say you're two Olympians, they meet up in the village. There. Yeah, the Olympics are like, well, you're going to have to pay us some of your cereal money from the kid.
So if the kid grows up and becomes a very good swimmer,
then
they were conceived at the Olympic Village. Yeah. You think the Olympics should get a cut of their winnings?
Yeah. I mean, why not put their hand back in? They're already stealing off these athletes.
I don't mind the idea that if you are the owner of a house or any establishment where someone's conceived, you get a cut of the future child's earnings. Future earnings.
Conceived is good.
Yeah. Fucking
that's
hotels would love that policy.
That is crazy about hotels, like... And I know this is not a new statement, like this is obvious, but it's like everyone is rooting. It's like if I worked in a hotel, you'd just be like, oh, you're all here to have sex. Mm. I mean, not all the time.
No.
But so often. It's just sex, 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 sex. Isn't that uncomfortable? Like you're walking down those halls and there's just people rooting all around you.
I remember, I've got two stories about this. Well, not stories. I remember the first time maybe I went to a hotel with a girlfriend when I was like 20 or something.
Did you book it to go have sex?
No, but when we were in there,
you wanted to show us some graphs, and she was so worked up.
We were going to a conference, but I think at some point we had sex, and it was like it felt naughty. I thought at the time I'd invented it or something because it was a lot of fun because everything's just very clean and everything's very nice. So it's like you don't have to have the same worries, obviously. About
I think it's
your surroundings as you do. When you're in your own house. And I felt like I invented it. And then over time,
okay, mate.
Kind of, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, fuck, what a sneaky thing to do. No one else here has thought to have sex.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you get a bit older and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what everyone's doing.
That's the point of a hotel.
That's almost the point.
That would be, if you said you couldn't have sex in a hotel, I don't know, like people would just stay at backpackers.
Totally.
It'd be like, I mean, I stay in hotels sometimes. And by myself.
You
and
check into hotels like to masturbate, don't you?
Yeah. And I film it. And
some of my
it.
Best sessions with myself have been I checking myself into the Hilton. And
well, that's like those quarantine.
Go to town on my penis.
But that's the flip side. All these people in quarantine, they're just jerking off.
You think?
Well, of course. What else would you do?
There should be maybe some sort of like porn program for people in quarantine. They get access to exclusive nudes.
Well, I think Pornhub did that when the lockdown happened. They made premium free. Oh, true. But I think when America did lockdown.
That's still not exclusive. I want specific celebrities who are sexy to stand up for our country and take nudes, and only people in quarantine get to see them.
Dude, I've been saying this. Celebrities should be doing stuff like this for years.
You reckon?
Well, like, it's all people kind of really want out of these celebrities. Do you know, so, like...
I want to see your asshole. I don't want to hear your tunes. I don't want to hear your beautiful voice and your beautiful melodies. I want to see your taint.
No, but I think people would have a look. Like, do you remember Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are married?
Right.
They're in a movie called The Green Lantern. Terrible movie. Like, just a horrific movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think it did very well at the box office. If... instead of filming that movie and going through the facade of employing all these people, having a $150 million budget, they just had sex and they filmed that and then they put that at the cinemas.
Yeah.
Would have done $1 billion at the box office.
That is just patently untrue, mate.
You don't think?
It's too rude to do that well. No kids can say, what are you talking about? Green Lantern, it's four children.
I guarantee people would watch it.
Yeah.
It would probably get
sell
like
it online. I reckon you know what I mean. I reckon it would
get total more eyeballs on than any movie. Maybe any movie.
Yes, totally. I suppose that is the ideal way to make them maybe the most money if you were just focused on money, which people aren't because they don't want to have sex on camera because it makes them feel undignified and scared as it would me. But if you wanted to make the most money off of fame, I think that would be the trajectory. Get into kind of Hollywood, which is probably the most famous you can be, is to be a Hollywood actor. And then... I suppose go for that run, which a lot of actors have for like 5 years where they're getting paid like in the 20s or millions or whatever for like 5-10 years maybe. And they're in blockbusters. They're like A-list talent. And then as you feel yourself, maybe in 4 years, 3 years, like you're going to stop being the it guy or the it girl, sex tape.
Mm.
And then like you're back. Kind of when you're at your peak. Oh, I'm not sure if you're back in terms of the movies, but like selling kind of sex content would like... you make big money, don't you think?
Well, this is kind of the same as like trying to make sure you're in the cereal ads.
Mm.
You're still out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People are still talking about you.
I suppose.
When the chatter stops, it's over. I think this is the callings of fame, which is why it is a problem. But trying to monetize yourself as a public figure.
Yeah.
Then you start being like, should we have sex and release it?
Well, this is the thing. I think, what do you have?
Look what it did for Kim Kardashian, though.
I mean, she started that way, though. She was, I suppose, a bit known because she had famous family.
Yeah.
But, like, that got her the interest kicked in and then that got her a reality TV show. But people don't even
talk about the sex stuff anymore.
No. I mean, people have frankly forgotten.
Yeah.
But I feel like all people have is their talents. So you're singing or you're acting or, like, these are actually kind of, like, acts, things you do.
Yeah.
That you could be good at that people like to watch. I suppose photos of you and stuff. So, like... I suppose modeling is a bit of a skill, but you've got like your look, but it's not really, you know, not in the same way. It's like standing
It's definitely, it's surely a bit of a skill.
Yeah, but if we're breaking down like what you can make money out of if you're famous.
You are right. Modeling is just like if you're hot, they'll find a way to make you look good.
Totally.
But there's better models than.
Yeah, and you could be very good at it, but if you're not hot, it's like, I suppose your hotness is part of, is like kind of one thing that you can make money off.
Yeah.
Because people are happy to pay for money. From like to just see your face,
totally,
or have you associated with a product. So we've got that. Then we've got like your skilled artistic things, like singing and acting. Then we have sex, like you have sex on camera. So that's like porn. Then we have fighting, which more people have done, like boxing.
That's huge. That's now. Another people way getting into fighting. Yeah.
So I think the ultimate maybe way would be Hollywood actor, porn, boxing.
Then God.
I suppose modeling in there at some point. Maybe modeling, acting, porn, boxing.
Brad Pitt versus Leonardo DiCaprio in a ring.
Yeah.
That would get some eyeballs. So.
Yeah. And then fucking.
Yeah. Imagine that. I mean, if they fucked after.
But then I suppose gay sex is not as popular as heterosexual sex because of like just the numbers on it.
But people would still watch that.
It would be crazy.
If it was part of the pay-per-view pay-per-view yeah. package.
If it's an extra 10, I'd click it.
Yeah, you'd be like, then the winner so fucks the other one.
the fight is 50. The main card is 50 with a few undercards. Like the undercard is what? Like
it's Megan like TV Fox. Access. No, it's TV. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Megan Fox is fighting
with like Zach Braff.
Or Zach Braff could fight that guy he was friends with in Scrubs.
Yeah, Donald Faison.
Yeah, they could fight.
Okay, yeah, they fight and then fuck. And then the main card is 50, and that includes the undercard, but then an extra 10 or 15 for watching both of them fuck afterwards. And I suppose the winner penetrates the loser.
Yeah, I think they get to...
It's got to be related to the fight in order to kind of make it make sense as a thing.
Well, yeah, so the winner gets to fuck them.
I'd click
maybe
that
the loser doesn't get to come.
Oh, so they just do whatever they want. They have fun with it. It's like a sex tape.
Yeah, it's but, like they actually...
But the loser can't come.
No, it's a sex tape, but in my head, they're still doing it in the ring, in the stadium.
I think you need to...
Or is that too much?
No, I think that's nice. It's very kind of... it's very Borat, really. Or is it Bruno? No, that's Bruno.
Oh, yeah, Bruno, yeah.
I think you need... Because Bruno, it's like the crowd are yelling, like... I think you want the crowd out of there. So
you want candles. The fight, you want to go back to this hotel.
I think ideally, yeah. I think you want them back in a hotel, like really set the mood. It's like a different, it's, and then maybe they're still in kind of their boxing gloves and outfits and stuff, and it starts like they're back from the boxing.
Maybe the loser has to shower the other one.
Like really rub them
down. Yeah, yeah, because you were quite sweaty and there's like blood and stuff from the fight. Totally. Showers them, then fucks them.
Yeah. Okay, so it always starts in the shower and then they kind of move to the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's nice.
That's worth $10.
I would... And like how many people in the world, because we're living in this globalized society, a lot of people, like UFC, for example, it's like popular around the world. A lot of people are just paying the 50 to watch that. I think billions of people are watching
Leonardo
DiCaprio and Brad Pitt fight and then fuck.
How much are they getting paid?
They'd want 50%.
Yeah, of the whole thing.
At least.
Yeah, fuck, yeah.
Come on.
I mean, I think they're buddies as well. So they'd probably be like,
already done it.
I think they would take the meeting about it.
Totally.
They'd be in there and they'd be like,
don't you think?
So you want us to fuck? So we're going to fight. We're okay with the fighting thing. That's fine. We'll put the gloves on.
Yeah.
Both probably done some boxing for movie roles.
Yeah.
And then like this last bit of the contract, you want us to.
But then how
do you want us to look, suck each other off?
If we're being real about this. At the moment, I think both of them consider themselves, quite rightly, as expert actors, some of the most respected actors there are at like a Hollywood film level.
Yes.
I think they would feel like this was a step down and it was kind of, they were debasing themselves, right? So what you do, I think, you cast them in a film, a Scorsese film or something about boxing, which explores the changing nature of media.
And the changing nature of sexuality through brutality.
Exactly. Stuff like that. You just write a fucking whatever. It's all fake. You write a beautiful script that like is very compelling and has great dialogue and they want to do it. And it explores how, I suppose, explores doing a fight and having sex like this as kind of being this powerful act
in
today's society. You shoot the film. They don't have to do it as part of the film. But it's like, this is the kind of shit they're doing in the film. And then after that film goes out, the film is successful. You go to them a year afterwards, like next project, I'm thinking, we do it. And you pitch it to them like, it's kind of a sequel, but it's like a meta sequel where we actually play out the fictional tale in that first film that people loved. That did great at the box office. And of course, you're kind of like opening yourselves up. But that's the next step as artists, particularly modern artists. Like this is post-postmodern.
I'm in. Because these guys don't need money. They're chasing legacy. You pitch it as legacy, being like, no one's ever done anything like this.
Exactly.
You want critical acclaim?
Yeah.
Universal. Coming up award season, clean sweep. Clean sweep.
New awards will be created to give to you for this. It's like it's not even going to be. I mean, look, the Academy
Best
Awards.
Best suck off in a motion picture.
Exactly. New categories are coming out. Best knockout / suck off.
Supporting suck off.
Yeah, Zach Braff wins the best supporting suck off.
Even Sammy in the. He's a TV member.
It's everywhere.
He's not a movie guy.
Yeah. He has to do it every week. He's like, fuck, I don't mind these film guys. They just have to fight each other once.
They do it once, they get the same amount of money as me.
Doing fucking 22 episodes. It just got renewed. I've got to do another 22. Can we not get some supporting cast in or something? This
just me again. The only time he's hoping it gets cancelled.
Exactly. I think it could be, I think people could be tricked. And probably not those guys, but I reckon the next generation. Because now we've seen like TikTok guys, like Jake Paul, right?
Like Tom Cashman.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok guys. He's but not a TikTok, he's a YouTuber.
Is he a YouTuber? Yeah, okay. Yeah. In my mind, he was a TikTok guy, but okay.
He's probably on there as well.
Yeah, but okay, no, a YouTube guy, but like very famous, but from this kind of new media in kind of like a teenage way, gets into fighting. Because I feel like deep down, that's what kind of like people really want at the end of the day. He's looking at the fucking algorithms and they're coming back like fight. But he's not very well respected. I think the next step is for someone a bit more respected to fight.
Yeah.
Because there'd be offers.
I mean, yeah, when you see these guys do it.
And then when more and more respected people fight, why don't they fuck?
Well, it's like, yeah, I guess if it's a hit combo, that's what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's something to take Hollywood. I often feel like Hollywood's in a weird place, like...
They'd be looking for new ideas constantly.
Well, they've kind of got to be. Platforms are changing. Do they want to go streamers? I think Scarlett Johansson's suing a production company or at the moment. So it's like...
That's fair, though. Did you hear what happened there?
No, what did happen with her?
She was meant to get a cut of the box office sales of whatever the fucking film was, Black Widow.
Oh.
And... They just released it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So the box office is like not going to be much because everyone can just fucking watch it at home. And it's like, well, you fucked me.
Yeah, wow. Has she got a good case? I'd love to chat to her legal team.
I mean, I reckon that's a bit of a dog.
Oh, thanks.
Dog move, don't you think?
Well, it's a dog move, but it's like they knew what they were doing. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you think we're not going to... Not going to release it on a streaming network? More people watch it.
It's funny.
Oh, you think we'll give you 50%? Really, you think we'll do that? We're the old people that run Hollywood.
That is the...
We're the old... Hollywood's full of like... Mm. Everyone's like, oh, it's the Jews. But it's all these like weird old Saudi guys as well that are like pumping money into that industry. Totally. Because it's like those actors... It's like the best return of... People talk about like Bitcoin going up and down. It's like... If you have Scarlett Johansson locked on for a movie and then probably like another A-minus lister, maybe even a B lister, it would have to be the biggest pile of shit script for it not to like...
Totally.
To like double its budget.
And that's my understanding. Is that why movies have to be good? The only kind of reason movies have to be kind of vaguely good is just to convince the actors to do it.
Well, I think...
Because the actors are like, could do any movie and it'll make 100 mil.
I think yes, but so I also think...
they only choose the ones that they like.
Well, I think it goes so far. So I think it's like if you've got a $100 million movie, the script has to be good enough to like, it could have, I mean, if it's really bad, more people probably go. It can't be dog shit because like there is like press and they do a press circuit. But if it's pretty bad, people won't. Like occasionally big movies, I think Terminator, the last one, was one of the last big flops. I think it did $50 million on a $180 million budget.
Yeah, like
a catastrophe.
Okay. Yeah.
But the rest, pretty much, the stars will get enough ticket through the door to make budget.
And a lot of them, let's be honest, are like fucking pushing the line of how bad they can be. Like, they're not fantastic.
Dude, I tried to get my girlfriend to watch The Departed. She'd never seen it. She fell asleep 40 minutes. She was like, who's talking to... She was like, I thought Matt Damon and... Leonardo DiCaprio with the same character. I was like, what? Must have been the most confusing movie for
you,
then.
In a very similar predicament. Almost opposite predicaments.
You would say it's two sides of the same coin.
Which makes it a beautiful exploration of deceit.
But it must have been so confusing for her. She's like, he's undercover. He's in the police force. They're arguing about the same thing.
Just swap roles and everyone's fine. Just like... Yeah,
there's no problem here. It's the same person.
She's actually right. They should have just like pretended to be each other and then both gone to work and it would have been okay. I had the same thing when I was like 19. My girlfriend Nina, who's lovely. Mm. My favorite movie was Godfather Love 2. No. Okay. No, it was actually quite a cool masculine movie.
It was a man movie.
I loved The Godfather and The Godfather 2 and I made her watch. I just have this memory of being like, you got to watch The Godfather.
Yeah.
And I think we turned... It's like a fucking 3-hour movie, man.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 hours.
It's old too. If you're after something, you know, up to date, you got to sit in for it.
Oh, look, it's not quick. It doesn't fly by. And I think I chucked it on at like 10 p.m. or something. Like, crazy. And she was just falling asleep. And I was like, this really pestering her. I was like shaking, like, you've got to watch this. It's the fucking best movie. She's like, I'm tired. I'm like getting pissed off at her. I remember being like, it's great. You got to watch. And her like, oh, okay, trying to watch. It's like quite a shameful memory for me. I think forcing girls to watch.
Like a dude movies. Dude, I think the problem is like so many, because I was like yelling at her being like, this is one of like, this is the best, this won all the Film Critic Awards. Best That's picture good. In 2006.
Point is, what it's I'm like ashamed of 50. When I was 19 is what you did yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it was a light bulb moment to me that it's like, when you realize there's bias, because I'm like, so many, I guess film industry and the critique of films has probably been male dominated for a long time, right? So a lot of these movies that are considered all-time greats.
Yes.
Maybe not for everyone.
Look, I think
And I'm there being like, critically, you're wrong if you don't like this movie.
No one's wrong if they don't like the movie.
And she was off it, I think, pretty early because it was
if
like...
If you talk like that, you're daring people to not
like
enjoy it.
Because it's like Mark Wahlberg's calling people a faggot like every 2 seconds.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so good. Yeah. Have a rewatch of it. Alec Baldwin's so funny in it.
I mean, I watched Infernal Affairs recently, which is the movie it was based on. Hong Kong movie. That was pretty fun. Maybe that's...
And I would
that's,
love to. She would love that because she loves foreign cinema.
Well, this is the thing. I watched that with my girlfriend recently.
Yeah.
And I said it's what...
You just put on the American, the audio, and you watch along.
I've got Departed audio. I mean, yeah, I just want to tell Wahlberg's voice. Yeah,
the Wahlberg being like, you're a faggot.
Yeah, I love the foreign version. Was that an AirPod? No, you can't say anything. But yeah, no, that got my girlfriend across the line because it's the foreign film element, so you get to feel classy, but it's the same plot. Still The Departed.
That's awesome. Is it exactly the same?
So you get it through the keeper. Come on, we got to fucking be.
Dude, send me the link for that. That's awesome.
I think it's on Netflix.
If we watch half of it and she's still like confused, she's like, that guy's the same as the other one.
The other good thing about that one is because it is a confusing film where people are pretending to be other people. But in this one, if you get people mixed up, you're racist because you're saying Asian people look the same. So she's like, isn't that the guy that guy? And I'm like, no.
Grow up.
Come on.
This is not acceptable. Esther.
That's disgraceful. Yeah. They're different. And she's like, fuck, I've got to pay attention. Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
Do they say homophobic slurs, but in Mandarin? No. It's hard to say.
No, I think that was that the American. When they Americanized it, part of it was inserting homophobia.
It's like, we need to jazz this up a bit. There's so much homophobia in it. Like, the amount of, like, references to being gay, how bad it is. They say cocksucker, like, I would love to do the count, 25 times or something. They say cocksucker.
That is not in the Hong Kong version.
Yeah. They're probably much more polite.
The other thing that I wanted to say before about the hotel sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
I just once, I mean, it's not much of a story, but we went down to Ulla Dulla.
Beautiful part of the world. I love saying that about anywhere, by the way. whenever someone is like,
Ulla Dulla, beautiful. That was the
beautiful little part.
Ulla Dulla, beautiful part.
Beautiful. I told you, just quickly, sidetracked. Once I did an interview for Triple M in Melbourne with Billy Brownless and James Brayshaw, two like Billy Brownless, AFL great. They're AFL commentators on Triple M. And I was doing my show, and my show was at the Town Hall for Melbourne Comedy Festival. And they were like, all right, get around him, Sam Torn. He's doing his show at the Melbourne Town Hall. And then James Brayshaw goes, beautiful little spot there, the corner of Swanston and Collins. It's like, yeah, mate, the middle of Melbourne.
Beautiful little spot.
It's the middle of the Melbourne CBD.
Just rows and it's like part of the grid. Just
dude,
like
it's just the centre. You get the tram there.
It's like calling the CBD Westfield a beautiful part of the world.
Beautiful
almost.
Little spot down there. Down near the Boost Juice. Absolutely. You get a nice little table secluded. It's lovely.
If you can get a spot.
If you can get a spot, hard to. Especially spot, this time of year.
Rush hour and those lunch times. It can be pretty difficult to get a... There's lots of different shops in there, but there's a big variety of meals in those food courts.
You've got your Porto, sushi sumo. Get a little salad. Beautiful little choices. Spot. Beautiful spot. Anyway, so you're rooting in the hotel.
Well, basically, me and my girlfriend in my early 20s went down and got like a motel room, basically.
A motel, not a hotel.
A motel, yeah.
Big difference.
And we got one of those ones where it's like on a car park. And
yeah, you drive in.
Drive in and, you just go into one of those rooms. And I think it was kind of
this
like
is before Airbnbs as well.
Yeah, it was pre-Airbnb.
Yeah, so that's where you go stay.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're kind of young and, hotel, like there wouldn't be really, they'd probably be kind of like resorty, expensive hotels. But like, if it's for it to be affordable, it's like but it was a fine motel. You go in, check in, and there's just like a lovely man there who kind of tells you a few places to go and then shows you to your room. Like, he didn't just give the key. He like came and opened it, showed us, gave us the key. We closed the door. And then in that particular scenario, this is maybe the only time this has happened, immediately start kissing and
It's a door shut. He leaves.
Like, pretty quickly. Not planned. I don't know why, but like, I think she lived at home at the time.
You always plan sex. You're like, it's 4:05, love. You know what that means?
A little bit. I think so. You want to be in the, I don't know.
It's, yeah, I've been trying to plan sex with my girlfriend. She doesn't like the idea.
I don't get swept up in passion that much. You know what I mean? I want to be ready. But in this particular case, it began. Not even that crazy, but we were just on the bed and she was on top of me and we're kissing.
Yeah. Clothes on.
Maybe a few clothes off, but not naked or anything.
Yeah.
Point is, he comes back. Of the course. Guy, like, to clarify something he'd said about
Yeah, by the way, the fire escape.
Yeah, exactly. Because he'd been gone like 3 minutes, like in his mind.
They wouldn't have planned it. That wouldn't be. They would at least plan it 15 minutes after.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to get caught up in passion at the Aladella Motor Lodge.
Little did they know.
Best Western.
But yeah, I opened it up and was like, oh my God. And then we're like, oh, fuck.
He just opened the door?
He opened the door.
No, that's crazy.
He opened the door.
So what, with the key?
We'd left it unlocked. That is passion.
You just left it open in a drive-in motor.
It wasn't open, but it was unlocked.
Yeah, that's still, you wanted to get caught.
No! This is not my fault. You can't victim blame me.
That's crazy.
But it was just a reminder.
Did you have
sex
after?
I think at some point, but not, I think it put a damn
You were like, cool, calm down.
For a bit, like, fucking
You're
hell.
Like, you need to get off me. Go have a cold shower.
You're being a bit Abby Chatfield at the moment. I don't like it. You're an enemy for some reason. We don't. That's a beef I have, actually, with, because sometimes I go to, in my life, I'll go to a, try and find celebrity nudes, right?
What? Just to jerk off to?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I suppose.
It's like a interesting, because some people, they do nude shoots, like,
oh,
or they're naked in movies or something. It's like,
do you remember when the
sexy
the fappening happened?
Oh my God, yeah.
And there was a big, I remember there was a big kind of ethical war, or kind of came like, became
ethical
like
war.
Well, it kind of became like part of the culture war. It's especially remember on Twitter, everyone's like, if you you look at these photos, you're violating their trust, because obviously they were stolen.
Well, I think that's true.
I do as well.
It's
I do as well.
Bad.
But like,
pics of you being out there. It would depend how they looked, I reckon. If they were good, you'd be like, not bad.
Well, yeah, but if they're stolen, it's totally. Like you don't really have. I mean, I agree with it completely. Mm. And I think the problem is like, you can't get the images back. You can shut down these websites, but then it'll splinter ones happen. But I just remember that being like a huge moment in. I thought that was the end of celebrity leaking.
The end of celebrity nudes.
Do you mean, wait, you're looking at just like when they've done a nude
scene in a movie scene? Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
Mr. Skin.
Fucking hell.
I haven't been to Mr. Skin for years. But
is Mr. Skin still going?
Mr. Skin
Wasn't
is a
Mr.
thing.
Skin racist?
What do you mean?
I swear, or am I talking about, I think there was another one when I was a teenager called Celebrity Jihad.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then it would always talk about these like white devil actresses.
White devil?
Because I think Celebrity Jihad was playing the role of like a terrorist from the Middle East or something.
Okay.
And American, like, and it wanted to, it was just like against the West.
Hang on. So at celebrityjihad.com, a website that was dedicated to clipping bits where people were topless out of Hollywood movies, was anti the West.
Well, I think it was.
I feel like you're a bit obsessed with the West, mate. I feel like you need to take a look in the mirror.
No, I think it was like an American guy playing a character.
Oh.
He was pretending to be this terrorist, being like, that's maybe what turned him on.
Hang on.
Being like, look at these American women just taking their clothes off on camera.
Well, I'm not that familiar with this website.
Neither am I, and I might be making all of this
up.
But
you're saying that, like, presumably everyone that's going to this website is there to see some naked images / naked videos
yeah.
of celebrities they know and love and to see them naked to get sexual gratification from those images or videos. And you're saying he, in the text or in the description or in the like introduction, the about page of the website, is like playing a character where he's like a terrorist. It's like, no one cares, mate. We're here to look at tits.
I've got a vague memory of just reading captions on that when I was like 14 or 15 and being like, this guy's a terrorist. ASIO are going to knock on my door. This wasn't that far away from, I mean, it was far away from September 11, but it was still fresher. It was fresher in our minds.
Are you sure you just didn't extrapolate this from the word jihad being in the URL?
I made it all up.
Yeah, maybe it's...
Dude, probably. I can't for sure, and I'll look it up after this. But yeah, I mean, for the, I swear that's true.
That's so
Celebrity
funny.
Celebrity Jihad was a website, right?
It rings a bell. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right, but I don't remember the character of the guy who, like... Because it's like, yeah, Mr. Skin...
I'm joking off to the character.
This guy's dangerous.
I'm like, this guy's got great timing. I love
this. He's very good at video editing. Yeah. The way he cuts up the movie, he, like, probably downloads them and then, like...
Maybe I want to be a jihad.
Yeah, you... Someone gets recruited to ISIS from Celebrity Jihad.
Dude, that's what I thought was happening. This is the way, because I remember David Hicks.
Horny.
David Hicks was big at the time. And I was like, how does a good boy from Adelaide get caught up in all of this?
Angelina Jolie in Giggly. That's how.
In original sin, you click a few links, bang, you're in the hills in Pakistan.
Apparently they found porn on Osama bin Laden's computer.
No.
Maybe that was the Celebrity Jihad.
What porn was Osama watching?
I don't think they said.
Yeah, I guess that's top secret. Mm. They should have just released, because they unmarked grave, threw him in the ocean. We don't know if that's real. Give us one bit and we'd be like, by the way, it's real.
Mm.
He was watching stepsister porn.
Can I say, I was saying before, the way to make the most money to fully capitalize on being famous would be to be Hollywood actor, then sex tape, then boxing.
Yeah.
Or maybe the other way around. I think we need to put terrorist in there.
To become a terrorist?
I think that to become the most world famous, I think if you go Hollywood actor, you're like Leonardo DiCaprio now.
Yeah.
He does a terrorist act.
Like what?
Like blows up a building or like guns down some people publicly.
Then
like
goes live on Instagram.
Then Vimeo link to him fucking Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt and Leonardo. So it may be a two-person job. They do a terrorist act. And it's like in New York, they're standing on the top of a building. They're like gunning people down. They're throwing grenades or something. Everyone's like,
shit.
Oh shit, it's them. There's confusion about whether it's a deep fake. Oh my God, are they wearing masks?
Great actors.
It is them. And then there's like, yeah, they've got a link, password protected, on OnlyFans goes out to the media. Like, this is our demands. Check this out. And it's them having sex. And it's like $7.50. Everyone would pay it in the world.
Well, I would pay to be like, are they going to kill another person? Because if they've just...
You'd pay out of the kindness of your heart, not out of curiosity. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I'd be so intrigued.
Yeah.
Like, I would be glued to the screen.
Totally.
But what, so in this scenario, they've just killed 1,000 people?
Not 1,000. Yeah, like 20. A 20 would be enough for them to... It would be worldwide news.
Well, that's a world... That's a sacrifice the global population could make to see that... Sex. If they were like, we want 20 people to die, you'd be like, okay, well, random 20, probably not going to be me.
So you think the American government should go door to door being like, are you willing to sacrifice your life for the wider society
to get to see Brad Pitt?
And
for sure.
So then you get patients, people who are terminally ill, who are going to die in the next few months, walking around Times Square.
Yeah.
You block it off. You're the government. So you block it off so other people don't know that it's blocked off. And then you get them to gun a few people down, film it. That goes viral because it's like, oh my God, they've done a terrorist attack. What's their cause? What are their demands? Have they released a statement? They haven't released a statement. A statement's come in.
$7.90.
OnlyFans link, $7.90. We've got to click on it. They're fucking.
Yeah.
And then at the end, as they orgasm, another link comes up, boxing match.
Do you want to watch the
next
fight
Friday?
After the-
yeah.
I thought it's just promo for the fight.
Yeah, because it's all linked,
dude.
And then you could do that a few times. You could do a bunch.
I don't think you can do that
links.
Again. I think that is a one time.
No, you can't do more terrorist attacks. But
like
you can
Zach
keep-
Braff can't do. He has to like give someone a nookie, and then it's a link to his own.
I'm just talking about top tier famous. To make the most money out of it. Dude. To do something truly notorious like Osama bin Laden. Like if Osama bin Laden had a sex tape, a lot of people would have clicked on it.
Dude, did he have a sex tape? Am I making that up as well? I might have seen it on that website as well.
Celebrity G Head, I feel like there was a lot of misinformation on this site and then you've been like caught up.
In my head, it was Osama bin Laden.
It was him. He's like, I'm a fucking celebrity G Head. I'm the famous G Head. It's me. Celebrity G Head was run by Osama bin Laden. Oh, that's
Mr.
awesome.
Mr. Skin was David Hicks. That's why they brought him in.
But what was my point about celebrity news?
I got you were looking them up. I don't remember why you were looking them up.
Oh, fuck. What were we talking about before that?
I don't know. But a side point, the whole thing about, like, I would say lose 20 people terminally ill can get shot so we get to see Brad Pitt fucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
You'd happy if, so if you were the Prime Minister and there was a secret meeting being like, Prime Minister, we actually have been in talks with Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt, and they're willing to show their penis and asses and have sex on camera if they can commit a terrorist act and kill 20 of our civilians. Are you happy to sign off on this?
Yeah.
Those civilians would be random 20 civilians. You'd be like, yep.
But they do that stuff every day. They do that with the vaccine.
That's the vaccine, man. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's all part of it. It's this upper ruling class.
Yeah. I mean, they're making big goals.
No, but they're doing that with the vaccine. Because, like, global happiness is probably at an all-time low, right? People are dying.
I don't know about all time. Last 50 years, maybe.
I want to do a bit about that, about how this is just like everything in our lives has just been good and this is like the one bad thing to happen. Should we wrap up soon after your nude thing?
I've got one point about the...
Oh, yeah. Have you got it back?
I do. I just think... So in my past, I've been on... forums where people are like, oh, this, or like, there's a video of like, yeah, Angelina Jolie in a movie nude, and there's people under it, comments.
Yeah. What are they saying in the comments?
And a lot of them are like, slut. She's a slut. Like, they're all, or it's like her or some other celebrity, like Sophie Monk or something. I feel like she was like paparazzi'd in a bikini on a beach or something, and it's like clearly staged.
Yeah.
Like the paparazzi is too close. It's like, you know how some celebrities will do that? They'll make it look like it's, they just got papped, but really they've paid for the photographer. Like it's.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying.
To the press. And people are like, this is obviously she's staged slut. Like there's just a lot of slut talk. And it links back to the Abby Chatfield thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, again, people are like, don't be too sexual. But the people that are anti them being sexual. Are the, like, the men, the horny seeming
the horny men
really
that want
men.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
totally.
It's like, you should be, you're on porn.com or whatever. You're on the video of Angelina Jolie. You're looking at her tits. You're probably masturbating. This is great for you.
Yeah.
Isn't this great? Like, why would you be here if you weren't enjoying it? And then to be like, slut. It's like, well, but what?
You're biting the hand that feeds you.
You should be like, free the nip.
Yeah.
I mean, this is beautiful. Never seen anything but there's another one.
All bodies are beautiful. Why? Show
like,
it off.
Yeah. And then the conservative, like all religious, like slut, like don't put your tits away. That I understand to some degree. Like, I don't agree with it, but like at least it kind of makes logical sense. It's like they don't think that there should be sex in society and they want to make that. But the people, you're on... the porn site.
You're on the
watching,
wrong, yeah.
Being like,
but
they're clearly like it,
because they'll
be like,
clearly jerking off.
Totally.
So the word has a more heightened meaning to them because they're jerking off.
Because they're in like a mind state of horniness.
Yeah, probably. And they like saying the word slut during sex, I assume. Because of whatever weird sexual thing society has created. What they should do, all these people, because like slut shaming is a bad thing. It's a problem we have to deal with in our society. Mm. What they should do is all group together, these people that love to slut shame and call people sluts, and just change it to another word that they, because it's just a word. Yeah. The word slut's just been created and it's taken on these connotations. Mm. Change the word and then be like, it's called Fink. And then they can be like, Fink, they're jerking off being like Fink.
But then
or whatever.
Fink would become a
and
really
then change
awful
the word.
Word
again. That's how you dodge the situation.
So you need to infiltrate these forums and be like, hey, guys, I hate sluts just like you. I'm not a mole. I'm just a guy like you that hates these sluts. And by the way, we're changing it.
We're changing the word. Just spread the word.
To an even crueler word because we're really going to get these sluts and we're going to call them finks.
We're going to call them finks. So if you can pass that around.
Now, pass hell your...
You can yell it at women on the street from your car. It's fine.
Okay, we're changing it to the word beautiful. No, that's still creepy to yell at beautiful. But it's like, change it to...
I don't know.
And...
And no,
something
and
really
too,
just nothingy.
Yeah, just change it to woo, woo, and then you just like ban woo, woo shaming.
Ew. Okay. And then everyone who yells woo, that will then slowly become awful. But you've got a year where people that are getting woo years. Yelled at them and they're like, ew.
Yeah.
And it's all just like making society happier. These people that are trying to be negative, trying to bring people down are actually bringing people up.
The happiness rating goes back up. This is what I was talking about before, Tom.
Exactly.
It's about trying to get the level, the happiness of an entire state.
The Prime Minister coming out being like, okay, yes, we don't have enough provisions for COVID vaccines. However, we have changed the word slut to the word woo, and that's leading to some very happy customers because there's way more woos being
good. A podcast has changed my life. Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.